When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Okay, cue badass rock music.
Are we doing this? Yeah, we're doing this. What the heck? Ha ha. What's up with the heckers? What the heck nots? It's Tuesday. I'm in the garage, Forum Hill, Brooklyn. I got producer Andrew in the studio. What's up, Andrew?
Hey.
All right. It's your girl, Mary Houlihan. Today, I'm talking to a pretty girl, a pretty cool girl named Maggie. I wasn't really familiar with her work until today, but she's super cool, and I'm excited to get into it. She was an aspiring molecular biologist, but most recently, I heard she's an aspiring Foley artist. So, yeah, this is my interview with Maggie. Okay, and then cue like a really cool guitar, maybe. What's up, Maggie?
Hi.
Thank you for coming in. You're welcome. All right, give us the stats. Age and grade.
I'm 10 and I'm in fifth grade.
Describe yourself in three words.
Human, Star Wars, and books.
I love it. What's the deal with Star Wars?
I'm obsessed with it.
Have you seen all of them?
Yeah.
I have not.
I've also seen all of the TV shows.
Whoa.
I've seen all of Clone Wars, all of Star Wars Resistance, and all of Star Wars Rebels. Or all of what's currently out of Star Wars Resistance.
And the Lego ones. Right?
There are no Lego.
Isn't there a Lego Star Wars?
Well, video game, right? Oh, well, I have the video game, but they're all. I've also seen all of the Freemakers.
I don't know what that is.
The Lego Star Wars thing.
Oh, no, I knew that. I was just testing you. What does your shirt mean?
It says, we stand together. Women's rights are human rights.
Where'd you get this shirt?
My mom got it for me.
That's cool. Have you ever been to a women's march or any kind of march?
I went to a march in Princeton once.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's Princeton like?
Stuff,
yeah, for sure. I heard there's a lot of smart people there. I don't know if that's true or not.
Huh?
No. Is there a lot of dumb people there?
Not really.
Just regular?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, Maggie, walk me through your life story. Age zero until now.
Born, I guess.
Okay, checks out.
Don't really remember. When I was 3 or 4, during one of the hurricanes, a tree fell on one of our neighbor's houses.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Smash it up?
No, it just damaged the roof, I think.
They have to put a tarp over it?
Yes.
Yeah, that happened in my neighbor's house. They had to put a big tarp over their house.
Okay.
And so then you started kindergarten at some point, I assume.
Yes. Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, I went to a school that only went to, like, preschool or something like that. And so my class was four people, and we were the first kindergarten class they had had, I think.
Wow. Did you have a best friend?
Maybe. I don't really remember.
I'm going to take that as a no.
Do you have a best friend now?
Yeah, two.
Oh my God, Dish, who?
I have one of my friends is named Caitlin and the other one's name is Mariana.
That's nice. How'd you meet them?
Well, one of them, I started at a new school when I was in first grade. And so we were in the same class. She was starting in that school too. And then Mariana came in fourth grade.
Do you guys have sleepovers?
No.
Do you guys have hangouts where you don't sleep over?
Yes.
Wow. What do you do?
We've never actually had one. It's been all three of us, though.
Whoa.
Yeah, there was going to be one, but then I think me and my family were away or something.
Hmm. And it's spring break right now. Is that correct?
Yes.
So you're living it up. You're going to the beach every day.
No.
Surfing.
No.
Playing rock guitar.
No.
Oh, right. Sorry. You're going to camp.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And so you're making movies at camp.
Yeah.
Do you want to make movies when you're a grown up?
No, I want to be a Foley artist.
Tell me more. So for people listening who might not know what a Foley artist is, can you explain?
Well, a Foley artist kind of makes the sound effects using actual objects. Like, there's one thing where we're watching, me and my dad were watching behind the scenes of The Force Awakens, and there was this one thing about Foley where at one point BB-8 is rolling across the Millennium Falcon, and Foley artist created the sound effect by covering a bowling ball in sand and rolling it across a grate, and then they recorded it and put it in the movie.
Wow. Okay, can I get you to do some Foley tests? Can you make it sound like someone is walking?
Probably not right now, but I made it look like somebody was walking. I made it sound like somebody was walking through the forest at my school once.
Whoa. How'd you do that? Through a forest?
No.
Oh.
I took a piece of snow and I took a shovel and put it in a tunnel so it would kind of echo a little bit. And I crushed the snow in the tunnel so it sounded like people were walking on branches and like walking through a forest and like pushing stuff aside.
Nice. So then what'd you use that for?
Nothing.
Nothing. Cool. Can you do Foley to make it sound like a seagull?
No, but I can make it sound like some, right now I can make it sound like somebody was writing.
Ooh, do it. Yeah.
Can I move?
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
Do you know any other ones?
Not really.
So what are like, aside from BB-8 rolling around all over the place, are there any other moments in film or TV where you were like, that is some dope Foley?
I can't remember what they used, but me and my dad were watching the Foley behind the scenes for Tron Legacy, and they used like a hollowed out pineapple and something else.
Whoa.
Or a pineapple. I think it was just a pineapple, and I think there was a spatula involved. and they did something with that. But it was like for motorcycle, for like the motorcycles. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. So you don't want to be a molecular biologist. Those days are done.
Maybe.
So what attracted you to molecular biology?
Well, it was biology and technology.
My bad.
But I don't really remember.
Just doesn't have that fully appeal.
Yeah.
Have you done any Foley work for your camp movies?
No.
Do they know that you are a Foley artist?
No.
Hello? What are you waiting for? Worst five foods, go.
Asparagus. Quickly! Really spicy food.
Two.
Whipped cream.
That's the worst?
Maple syrup. What? Caramel popcorn.
Okay, you are off your rocker. Where do you get off saying whipped cream and maple syrup are the worst foods? Explain yourself.
I don't like really sweet stuff. Also, maple syrup is really weird.
What? It comes from a tree. I think that's beautiful, not weird.
It's really sweet.
Well, do you eat pancakes?
Yeah.
What do you put on them?
Chocolate chips.
Oh, come on. This is just crazy. I didn't realize that I was having such a controversial guest who was going to say such inflammatory things. But I can move past this. Who has influenced you the most?
Is it okay if I say a Star Wars character I made up?
Yes. Yeah.
A Star Wars character I made up.
What's their name?
Ezri Bridger.
It's a boy or a girl?
Girl.
What's she look like?
Haven't decided.
Is she human or?
Human.
Yeah.
Oh, Mandalorian.
Okay. Do you know what she wears?
Mandalorian armor.
Oh, what the heck does that look like? I'm not a Star Wars genius, even though it looks like I am.
It's hard to describe. Armor that usually has different colors based on the clan.
Okay, I'm gonna Google this. How do you have Mandalorian
armor?
Okay, let's get a load of this. Oh, wow. Alrighty. You like Samus, the video game character? Do you know who she is?
No.
She kind of looks like this. Check her out. You like any video games?
I like Battlefront 2.
I don't know what that is.
Star Wars video games.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Do you have a gaming system?
Well, technically my dad's with a PS4.
Nice. So what you're going to want to do is get a Nintendo. And play Super Smash Brothers.
No.
And play as Samus. Or as Kirby. And play against someone who's playing as Samus. And then suck up Samus powers.
Hmm?
Yep. Do you like Nintendo stuff?
Not really.
Oh my God. You know, that's the problem with kids today. They're all Star Wars this, Star Wars that. Back in my day, kids would work hard playing Nintendo 8 hours a day, every day. And now you kids are, oh, Okay. So I'm looking at a really cool pic of Mandalorian armor right now. And, well, I think I want to look like this. Yeah.
Sabine Wren from Star Wars Rebels.
Huh? Yeah.
That's pretty good.
But there's no.
Yeah, I think I could pull that off.
My mom dyed her hair the way Sabine has it in season 4.
Okay, what was Sabine season 4?
Sabine Wren, okay. Season 4 of Star Wars Rebels.
Purple?
Yeah.
That's cool. You ever dye your hair?
Nope.
No, your hair looks pretty fresh, like it's been untouched by dye.
Yours, on the other hand, right? Not as natural.
Mm-mm. What's your mom like?
Cool.
Yeah. Does she ride a motorcycle?
No, but she wanted to get a motorcycle. Then she realized it would be hard to take me to school.
Yeah. Does she play drums?
No.
Is she a cop?
No, she's a teacher.
Oh, what subject?
She's a transition coordinator.
I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means?
Not really. I think it's like helping kids go from high school to college.
Oh, so okay.
Transitioning.
So kind of like a guidance counselor, maybe?
A little bit. She's right now in school to be a social worker. So, yeah.
That's a cool job. Would you want to be a teacher or a social worker?
No.
No, that's like mom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you going to do after this? Because you live in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
You've crossed a bridge. You're in Brooklyn. You got to make a day of it.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to have? Pizza?
Well, after this, me and my dad are going to go get ramen, I think.
Nice. Are you going to get ice cream?
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Maybe.
Are you going to see a Nets game?
No.
Are you going to go to the Coney Island Aquarium?
No.
Are you going to go ice skating at Prospect Park?
No.
Are you going to go to the Brooklyn Academy of Music? Are you going to go to the Brooklyn Museum?
No.
Are you going to go to McCarran Park?
No.
Are you going to go to Lucky Dog?
No.
Are you going to go to the Brooklyn Comedy Collective?
No.
Are you going to go to the Nassau G?
No.
Are you going to go to Far Rockaway? Wait, no, that's Queens. Scrap that. I didn't say that. Are you going to go to
No.
Pratt?
No.
Are you going to go to Long Island University?
No.
Are you going to go to...
No.
Oh, huh. Weird. I thought you were going to go to all those places. Well, I guess not. Just ramen, huh?
Mm-hmm. And then home.
Hmm. You got grandparents?
Yeah.
Where they live?
Two of them live in Fort Lee. The other two live in Princeton.
Nice. I think I relate more to the Fort Lee ones.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's closer to where I'm from, so I just sort of have a kinship with them and the other grandparents. I just, you know, I can't make sense of them at all.
Okay.
When you get old, will you dye your hair or let it be gray/white?
I don't know. I'm only 10.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you, are you going to go to prom?
I don't know. I'm only 10.
Whose bar or bat mitzvahs are you going to?
I went to one last year.
Really?
Yeah, it was my mom's friend's daughter's. Yeah.
What was it like?
It was nice. It was in Georgia. Wait, I can't remember where in Georgia. Oh, Atlanta. Yeah, it was in Atlanta, Georgia.
Cool. What was the party like?
There were bagels.
Whoa. Was there dancing?
I think so.
Was there a DJ?
I don't remember.
So,
I don't really remember the details of the party besides the bagels.
What kind of bagel do you have?
Plain.
Nice. You eat a lot of bagels?
Yes.
I eat a lot of bagels. Favorite bagel place?
Maidenhead Bagel.
What?
In New Jersey.
What's it called?
Maidenhead Bagel.
Maidenhead Bagel. And your favorite pizza is, of course, Nomad Pizza.
Yes. Or it could be, it was a place near, my other favorite pizza place was near New Jersey. Oh, like, it was called Piccolo Pronto.
Oh.
Yeah, it served, like small pizzas that were, like, just for one person, I think.
That sounds good. So I understand that your parents are cool. Mm-hmm. One has purple hair.
Yeah.
One hosts a radio show.
Yeah.
So pretty cool parents. I would say cooler than most parents. I don't know if they do this kind of thing, but do they take you to chain restaurants? For instance, Applebee's or Chili's or TGI Fridays?
No.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so upset. Have you had like every kind of ethnic food? Like
me?
Like you're a ramen head, I understand.
Maybe.
You like ramen? Come on, give it up.
Yeah, I like ramen.
Do you like Indian food?
Yeah.
Chinese?
I don't. Me and my friends don't really eat Chinese food a lot.
Thai?
Oh, there's. I really like this restaurant called Ricky's Thai. Yeah. It's my favorite restaurant, I think.
You ever have Ethiopian food?
Sometimes.
Yummy, yummy. Boy, I tell you, any food you eat with your little fingers, I'm on board.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you eat meat?
I used to. I only eat chicken and turkey. But I used to eat a lot, like, more than I do now. I don't eat meat a lot anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't eat meat a lot before. Now I eat it even less.
What are your thoughts on eating meat or not eating meat?
I don't really like a lot of meat, so.
Mm-hmm. So it's not about the animals, it's about the taste.
Well, so the animals, but.
But also the taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have advice for other 10-year-olds or people under 10? Because, you know, they haven't learned everything that you have yet.
Cactuses are cool.
I think that's really good advice because, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but there's a lot of 7 and 8-year-olds out there who are like, oh, I do not like cactuses at all. And sometimes I hear that and I'm just like shocked because I'm like, did you even give them a chance? And like, that's what really like upsets me, but I try not to let it get to me. So I'm with you. Do you have advice for grown-ups?
Not really.
No. You think grown-ups are perfect?
No.
No. Why not?
Well, there's this, there's this song that's in our music binder at school that says something kind of funny about how grown-ups aren't perfect, which is, it's like about this kid who goes through his life and it's like, and recently as I look around and see an awful lot of grown-ups acting foolish as can be, and it's that, and he's like talking about how they just gotta pay attention to this one thing. Yeah.
Do you have a least favorite grown up?
Not really.
Without naming names, are there any teachers that you would like to see get stuck in a bin?
No.
Are all your teachers nice?
Yeah.
That's good. Boy, I tell you, I had some teachers I'd like to get stuck in a bin. Just let them squirm in there. 20, 30 minutes. Let them out. Show them who's boss.
It's like she threw them in a trash compactor.
Yeah. Yup. Get them all smushed up. That'll teach them. Best 5 foods, go.
Pizza, tacos, not spicy tacos. That's the tacos part. I had this really good Mongolian dish when me and my family were in Whistler. It was really good. The sweet and sour dish at Ricky's Thai. And the broccoli dal my mom makes. Yeah.
What's it like? The broccoli dish? Broccoli dal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
What's it made out of?
Broccoli.
Nice.
And lentils.
Mmm. Spicy or mild?
Not spicy. Mm. I do not like spicy foods.
Mmm. Too hot.
Yes.
My mom used to make baked ziti. She never made broccoli dal, unfortunately. She'd make ziti and spaghetti and bow tie pasta.
Oh, I like, yeah. Me and my mom made this whole dance about pastas.
Could you show us? If I do the dance too, would you do it? And full disclosure, the listeners can't see the dance.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't remember all of it.
That's okay.
I only remember like two pastas.
Okay.
So the first one was Fusilini. What?
Fusilli,
not Fusilini. Fusilli. And that was, that's right. Yeah, it was Fusilli.
Fusilli.
I keep pronouncing it wrong.
Well, you're getting mixed up with Mussolini, of course, the famous dictator. Your favorite.
and then another one is
Penne?
Oh, Penne.
Penne,
which was this, I think, right? It was this, right? Yeah.
So sort of mimicking the shapes of the pastas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So fusilli, mm-hmm. Penne, mm-hmm. Linguini.
Okay. I don't think we did linguini.
Make it up now. Just get real skinny. Okay. What about a ravioli?
Oh,
Become a big sack. Okay, bow tie.
Oh, yeah, bow tie was this.
Nice. Okay, how about
lasagna.
Lasagna. Oh, lasagna. Oh, lasagna was this, I think, right? Yeah, lasagna was this.
Okay, okay. Okay,
Listeners are missing out.
Well, listener, just mimic the shapes of the pastas, and I think you'll get a sense of the dance. Wow, that's cool. Your house sounds fun. You don't have siblings, right?
I'm an only child.
Pretty cool. Do you like being an only child? I mean, I know
Yes. You
don't really have anything to compare it to. You've only been an only child, but yes, you like it. No, you would not like siblings.
I would not like siblings.
Do not make any siblings. Got any pets?
No.
Do you want any pets?
No.
You're a lone wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Your best friend's Mariana, and what's the other one's name?
Caitlin.
Well, they better watch their backs because we got a lone wolf here. And yeah. You might be my best friends now, but listen, I'm a ride or die lone wolf, and ain't no one gonna slow me down. Do you ever tell them that?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, that's probably best. What is a typical day in the life of Maggie?
Wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Have school.
Mm-hmm.
First, tough snack recess. Have more school. Have lunch recess. Possibly a club. have the rest of school, and then go home and possibly have an activity after school, like piano or ballet.
Nice. What do you like better, piano or ballet?
Piano.
Nice. What songs can you play?
Well, I'm working on Blood by, I can't remember the composer, but I just finished working on Sonatina in C major by Kuau. Yeah.
Do you know any pop songs?
Yes. I can't play them on the piano, though.
So you just know pop songs?
Yes.
Well, you gotta learn some Billy Joel. I don't know how you can even call yourself a piano student if you don't know Billy Joel songs off the top of the dome. I think you're going to also need to learn some Elton John, just my personal opinion. Queen. Hot Cross Buns.
I know how to play Hot Cross Buns. My friend Caitlin hates Queen.
Really?
Yeah. Why? She thinks all their songs are really dark.
Dark?
Yeah. Hmm. She also...
What about We Are the Champions?
Yeah, she thinks that the besides the like, chorus, it's all really dark.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
It's very, you know, my life is bad, my life is hard. We are the champions.
That's like nail on the head, yeah.
Yeah. No, she's right. She's right. Yeah.
But she was yelling at another person in my class because they asked the teacher if the teacher could play Queen while we were working, and they said maybe.
Wow. What bands do you like or dislike?
I like Superchunk.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. That's so funny. Do a lot of 10-year-olds like Superchunk?
I don't think any, I haven't encountered any that have told me.
Yeah. Do you like The Best Show?
My dad does.
Do you guys ever listen to it together?
Not really.
Well, you should, if you like Superchunk. You know, the drummer of Superchunk is a little goofball. You know this?
No.
He's a goofball and he does goofy, funny phone calls on the show. You would maybe like it.
I listened to it a little bit with my dad.
So we like Superchunk. What else?
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Reading.
Yeah. What you reading right now?
I'm reading Rebel Rising by Beth Rivas, I think.
What's that about?
It's about the life of Jyn Erso.
I don't know who that is.
Star Wars.
Oh my God.
I also recently finished Escape from Mr. Lemoncello's Library.
What is that about?
So it was written a while ago, before 2015.
Ancient history.
And so basically it's like they're going to this library, there's a bunch of holograms and they have to use like the Dewey Decimal System and all these different clues from books to find a way that's not the front door or the fire exits out of the library. And then but yeah, so like it's like they at one point find the like December 1st, 2015. They're like, well, that can't be a date that we're looking for that a book was published because that hasn't happened yet. So yeah.
Well, I have a book recommendation for you.
Okay.
It's called The Edge of Anarchy by Jack Kelly, and it's about the famous Pullman Railroad strike from the 1890s and Eugene Debs' rise to stardom. You would love it. You would love it.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. It would be boring.
Yay.
Yeah. Do you watch TV? Is TV allowed in your house? I get the sense yes. that your house might not.
It allows TV.
I get the sense that there might not be too much junk allowed. any sort of brain rot or stomach rot, I feel your parents would not be into.
Mm.
But no, you watch TV.
Yeah.
What do you watch?
Star Wars Clone Wars, Star Wars Resistance, Star Wars Rebels, Star Wars The Freemaker Adventures, Star Wars All Stars, and I recently finished most of the DC CW shows besides Arrow because I will not watch it.
You will not watch it?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Five people die in the first episode and he lands in a pool of blood.
Yeah, no. I understand that there is a pretty huge trend with 10-year-olds that you guys love the TV show Friends. Has this taken off with you or are you not one of those?
No, I don't watch it. But I do watch The Good Place with my parents.
Oh, I love The Good Place. Do you have a favorite character?
Janet.
Yeah, she's funny. I like Eleanor.
Okay.
So how would you describe me? Cool, beautiful, or amazing? Oh. The three options.
Cool.
It was hesitant.
I know. She was like, beautiful or amazing.
Cool, I guess.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I would, you know, have trouble deciding on one of the three as well.
So difficult.
Yeah. All right. What's doing summer vacation? What do you got going on? I know it's a ways off, but it's never too early to plan summer vacation.
I know I'm going to me and my mom and my dad are going to England to visit my mom's relatives there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
In London?
No.
No, somewhere else.
Near Weston-super-Mare, right? Yeah.
I've never been. I want to go. I might go this summer. Cool. Have you been to Europe?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
Well, besides there, technically, I've been to Ireland, but it was just an airport. Technically, it was one other place. Oh, technically, I've been to Belgium, but it was also an airport.
So you've just been in the airports, and then you came right back to the U.S.?
Well, it was. So we, not last year, but the year before, so technically 2 years ago, we flew from New York Airport, and we were going to England, and we landed in Belgium, and then we got on another plane, and flew to England. And then on our way back, we flew to Dublin, and then flew back.
Nice. I want to go. I've never been anywhere in Europe.
I'm also going to Star Wars Celebration in April.
What's that? Where's that?
It's, Chicago.
It's like a convention or what is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's a convention.
What are you going to wear?
My Halloween costumes.
What's your Halloween costume?
Well, last year I was Enfys Nest from Star Wars Story. And the year before I was Leia in the Ewok Village. And the year before I was Wicket. And the year before I was Leia on Hoth. And the year before I was original Leia.
Cool. So you're going to wear all of them? Or
probably not the Enfys Nest costume because it would be too hard to transport the helmet. It's made out of cardboard. Yeah. All my costumes, we homemade.
So you'll probably do a couple costume changes during the thing.
Well, we are going for 4 days, so.
Oh, hello. Okay. Costume City, baby. You think you're probably going to get some souvenirs?
Yes.
That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're winding down, time-wise. So, let's see. I already asked you advice for children and grown-ups. I've already asked you your life story. Do you have any words of advice for listeners out there who are going through a hard time and they're like, Maggie's going to say something in this interview and it's going to change my life. What would it be? What would you say to those people?
Be yourself.
Be yourself. Yeah. I love it. What if someone is being themselves and then someone else is like being rude to them? Then what should they do?
Well, if somebody's making fun of them, keep being yourself and don't let somebody be making fun of you stop you.
Mm-hmm. And if someone's making fun of you, what does it mean about that person?
It means that they're just trying to feel better about themselves.
It's true. You know, I think that's really good advice, and I think you've really changed a lot of lives today. I think you've, said a lot of truth bombs that I think are hard for people to hear, but they, are better for hearing it. And I think, you've said some pretty controversial things about politics and the news, some of which I found really offensive. But, I just have to agree to disagree. And I think that's great. Any final thoughts?
Cactuses are cool.
Cactuses are cool. Thank you.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.